Welcome back to Uprising. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. More than 100 women in El Salvador have been imprisoned over the past 10 years for abortion-related crimes. In 17 of those cases, women who have miscarried have also been convicted and sentenced to lengthy terms. The law has been widely condemned internationally. Even the president of El Salvador's own legislative assembly, Sigfrido Reyes, has called it, quote, medieval. In 1998, an incoming conservative government changed El Salvador's abortion law so that exceptions for rape and medical risk were eliminated. Now abortion is completely illegal, and apparently so is miscarriage. To many, that sounds ludicrous, given that miscarriage is as out of one's control as, say, cancer is. There is now a global movement to free the 17 women imprisoned for miscarriage. Last week, a number of activists in the United States participated in a sit-in at the Salvadoran Embassy in Washington, D.C. in solidarity with the imprisoned Salvadoran women. Four of the activists were arrested, among them my guest, Paqui Wieland. She's a longtime peace and justice activist and a member of Grandmothers for Peace. Welcome to Uprising, Paqui.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Now, thanks for shedding some light on this issue, too.
Are the women imprisoned for having miscarriages being convicted of homicide? Why is this carrying a worse sentence than the abortion-related crimes? And of course, I personally consider neither of those things crimes.
All right. I agree with you. Yes, it seems that what had happened was a lot of women had been convicted of abortions, but the abortion conviction only has 8 years as a sentence. The aggravated homicide, which many of the women have been convicted of, has a minimum sentence of 30 years. And a number of women that the School of America's delegation met with this past winter have served already 8 years of a 30-year prison sentence.
And so this sounds
similar. So in response to hearing about that, a number...
Go ahead, Paqui. And so what Paqui has been telling us is that these women in El Salvador, specifically 17 of them serving 30-year sentences, have been imprisoned for the aggravated crime of homicide. That is essentially killing their own fetus. Among them are also women who've been imprisoned for the so-called crime of having an abortion. One woman named Carmen Guadalupe Vasquez Aldana, who was serving a 30-year sentence, has been freed after her case was reviewed. She had already served 7 years, and she is the first to be released from prison. But many of the others continue to remain imprisoned. We are attempting to get Paqui on the phone with us. We apologize for some of the technical problems we're having today. Paqui Wieland is a longtime peace and justice activist, member of Grandmothers for Peace. Hi, Paqui. Can you hear me now?
I certainly can.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit of what you were saying regarding the women who continue to remain in prison. And also, by the way, tell us about the protests that you were involved in, the sit-in that you were involved in, that you were arrested for.
Well, we were invited to go to the Salvadoran embassy, because I think the only way that the women who are imprisoned right now are going to really get justice is by having the international community speak out for them. In a sense, they are the voiceless. Their situation has really been marginalized, and so when we in other countries around the world are speaking out on their behalf, this helps bring light to it, to the whole issue. And as you said earlier, we're in concert that these laws are so draconian, and the implementation of them is absolutely horrendous.
Tell us about Carmen Guadalupe Vasquez Aldana. She is one of the women who has just been freed after her case was reviewed, and she has already served 7 years. Is she the first to be released, and why was she released?
She was the first to be released in my awareness, and she was released because the prosecution didn't follow proper protocol. It wasn't because there was a new awareness on the part of the government that they were acting extrajudicially. So she was freed because the prosecutor didn't follow protocol. But her release, I think, has opened the whole conversation again, and that's what's very helpful for all of us.
Right. So also tell us how bad the prison conditions are where these women are imprisoned. And this is probably the case that most prisoners in El Salvador experience pretty squalid conditions, right?
The situation, as I read about it, is that there is 1,000% more. There are 1,000% more prisoners than the prisons are built to hold, and the situation, according to the women who our delegation interviewed, is just horrific. It's squalid, and there are about 100 children living with their mothers in the prisons. Children under age 5. So we're not simply talking about, although we're talking primarily today about the women who have been incarcerated for having miscarriages, but across the board, there are so many women in El Salvador who are very poor. And I think that needs to be noted too.
How politically powerful is the church in El Salvador? And is that one reason why these laws continue to be implemented and enforced? And I should mention, it's not the only country in South America, in Latin America, I should say, that has such anti-abortion and anti-women laws, but it's pretty severely enforced in El Salvador.
Yes, it seems that that's the place where it's most enforced, although there are other countries, including Haiti. But I think what happens when there are economic crises, and certainly the economic situation in El Salvador is critical, that one of the things that happens is the ultra-conservatives, including the people from the Arena Party, and people who support them, particularly those in the very, very conservative element of the Catholic Church. Hmm. And so those two forces combine, and this is what you have. You have Opus Dei and this very conservative flank of the Catholic Church, and this very conservative political party joining forces to oppress women.
And now, Paki, what has been the movement like internationally in solidarity with these women, and what was the reaction of the embassy staff last week when you had the sit-in? Were they sympathetic to your cause?
Well, I think the true leader of this is Amnesty International, who has really brought this forward in a number of different countries, and the support of the people in the embassy for our stance was very evident. Hmm. The ambassador wasn't there, and that's why we were sent away. We were arrested because we wouldn't leave, but the ruling party, you know, is much more liberal, but it doesn't have a vast majority. It doesn't have a great majority, but most of the people in parliament, it seems, would be supporting us, would be supporting the women. One of the problems is that they have been so framed as evil, as criminal, that to take a stand on their behalf is threatening to people in El Salvador, which is why we in the international community have to take the stand, have to speak out, because we are much less at risk than people in El Salvador. And that includes physicians to whom women have come having miscarriages, who are very frightened often and refuse to help them, and have on some occasions even called the police in regard to the women.
An unbelievable issue. I mean, for women anywhere who are in our audience who have had a miscarriage, just to imagine, whether in El Salvador or here in the United States, as the state of Indiana showed with Puri Patel, to be criminalized for having a miscarriage is just unimaginable. And as Sigfrido Reyes said, medieval. I want to thank you so much, Paki Wieland, for joining us and helping shed light on this issue.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, there's a Christina who was 18 years old who collapsed in the home of her family, mm-hmm. and having a spontaneous right. abortion, having wow. a miscarriage. And when she woke up, her mother took her to the hospital, and when she woke up, she looked up and found a police officer,
right. yeah.
not a doctor, at her bed.
Terrible stories. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Paki Wieland is my guest, a longtime peace and justice activist, member of Grandmothers for Peace, one of several people arrested last week at a sit-in at the Salvadoran embassy. Alongside her was also arrested Father Roy Bajoar. This is Uprising. We'll be right back.